The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 21. Reptiles and those that are missing, and how all poisonous reptiles are not found here.
Of all kinds of reptiles, only those that are not harmful are found in Ireland. There are no serpents or snakes, either of the poisonous or unpoisonous variety. There weren't frogs, but now, apparently, there are. There are no dragons. There was a monk who lived on an island on the Erne, who once tried to count the species of insect, beetle, and weevil which he found there. And after losing track and starting again four times, he went quite mad. However, it must be said that none of these creatures are harmful, adding to the attraction of the natural life of the island, if reducing somewhat the drama. Certain traditions have grown up, whether in good faith or otherwise, about the efforts of St. Patrick in ridding the island of the serpent, an odd devotion for a holy man to concern himself so priggishly with the material world. But I would suggest that it is more likely that the island has been lacking in these belly-sliding creatures from the beginning, and there has been plenty of academic support for this in recent years. Still, they'll keep coming out with it, regarding Patrick, it being one of the more memorable feats associated with this other admirable Welshman. It is perhaps owing to damp that the snakes find the island uncommodious. And the only proven way to keep a snake on the island is to keep them in a sealed box, preferably sedated, and never let them hear a native speak with its peculiar accent, the vibrations of which seem to disturb the snake and remind it that it is somewhere against the scheme of nature. There have been places where I have felt as such, when without good reason I feel totally and profoundly inappropriate. And nothing that anyone else says will ease this feeling. In fact, all words spoken to me have the effect of compounding my ill-ease, and I will read the worst and most devious slights into the most benign of utterances. Like the snake, it may be more expedient to remove myself to other locations rather than endure this unease and dislocation. There are other places, a great many of them, where the snake thrives, and I am sure that its time is better spent in these places rather than where it finds that it can't be. Tortoises and scorpions are also absent, although there are harmless spiders, leeches, and one species of newt.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.